Morena, it's 8:23 a.m. You are listening to The Morning After with Ben and Josh on RDU 98.5. And on the other end of the line, we have Ariana from Rea Māori Mai. Are you there? Good morning. So many things for us to cover, but what we wanted to tackle today was the racist crown. And specifically, discussions around not only colourism, but also how the co-leader of the Māori Party, Debbie Nawira-Packer, she did not mince her words when it came to her opinions on that, and I totally agree. Firstly, were you at all surprised?
No. I mean, it's interesting, right, that the how we can compartmentalise things, so how we can see the royal family and go, oh yeah, cool, that's just the royal family, and not make the connection with colonisation and what the British Crown stands for.
Totally, yeah.
And so I think the people who were confronted or surprised with it, like, or what I would offer is if you were confronted or surprised by, or if that felt like a revelation to you, then consider why that feels like a surprise for you. Because for the people who are living the daily experience of what that looks and feels like, it's not a surprise.
Exactly. Yeah, she said, in fact, in her maiden speech, I stand here as a descendant of a people who survived a Holocaust, a genocide, sponsored by this House and members of Parliament whose portraits still hang from the walls, members of Parliament who sought our extermination and created legislation to achieve it. And I mean, poignant, but so true.
She got a lot of, she got a bit of flack around using the word Holocaust, because I think, again, that's something that people can compartmentalise, and that was a thing that happened to the Jewish people, you know, so that's the Holocaust, rather than the verb or the idea of what that is in terms of the intentional genocide.
Totally. The monarchy and this racism discussion dominated the news cycle last week and this week. We were all shocked at the way that the media did, you know, accept or discuss all of these topics?
No.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
I saw a really great interview with a couple of young British guys who set up some interviews with royal experts in the UK, so people who tout themselves to be experts on the crown, and they interviewed them 2 days before the interview was released, and they said to them, you know how this works, we've got to get the clip sorted and get all our material together, so we need to interview you now about the interview. And so these experts agreed, and they were saying things like, you know, nothing in the interview was surprising, we heard everything from Meghan that we expected her to say, you know, that she has an agenda against the crown. You know, so before anyone had even heard from her, that was what supposed experts were releasing and saying on it. So I think the other, like, there's a bit of intersectionality there as well, where Meghan Markle of it is a woman and a woman of colour. So the odds are stacked against her. And I had a few friends who didn't want to engage with it and kind of waved it off as, the royals are not relevant to me. But when I saw it, what I saw was a woman of colour speaking up against one of the most powerful institutions in the UK, and a white man sitting beside her, holding her hand, supporting her in it. And I thought that, you know, if you remove all of the noise around it and actually just look at that image, whether or not, I just think it was a really powerful image that, that wasn't, and Harry didn't centre himself in it, and it was, I just thought it was really, like, that image for me was a really powerful one. And I can see that if I stand to benefit from the continuing of these systems of oppression, that I would find that to be really threatening.
Yeah, for sure. Especially the way that New Zealand loves to distance themselves from the crown, despite the Queen being on all of our currency still, and, like, you know, still underpinning so much of our society. The fact that we, like, continually distance ourselves and turn a blind eye is just awful. And the ways in which, like, it's taken this to have these discussions that we should have been having decades, centuries ago.
Yeah, and I think this is why I'm keen to, that it's not about Meghan Markle, and it's not about, you know, it's similar to Dawoodi and the tie, right? Like, these conversations are about deeper issues,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be a catalyst to start the conversation. And I guess that's my frustration with like normal media, is that they will focus on the catalyst. They mm-hmm. won't actually look underneath it and go, oh, where did this come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when they run stories that all have the same underpinning message and then don't make the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. And people gobble it up and it's like, oh, this is yummy because it's really easy to digest and I maybe don't need to think so much.
Yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
Scathing for this early in the day, eh?
It's fair though. What would you say are some of the like... Because, you know, you run into this problem where you start talking about The Crown or you start talking about that interview in particular and people kind of brush it aside as, oh, it's just kind of, you know, tabloid royal stuff. It's just, you know, gossip magazine nothingness. How do you kind of, I guess, explain and, you know, make the connection between actually this interview is very telling for situations that are going on in New Zealand right now? How do you kind of, I guess,
allow people to draw the link
between them without them just brushing it off as, you know, tabloid gossip kind of news?
Well, I think for most ministries in New Zealand, so most Crown agents, you know, mm-hmm. government departments are agents of the Crown, so they're acting on behalf of the Crown.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look into any of the like recent annual reports from corrections, from justice, from education, from health, from any of these, you know, Crown-led agencies,
mm-hmm.
then you don't have to look very far to see that the racism is there. You don't have to talk to very many people who have darker coloured skin to know that colourism is a thing.
Mm.
You know, looking at the different ways that police respond to acts of aggression from people who have white skin versus people who have brown skin, the mm-hmm. levels of protection afforded, you know, like it's just, it runs through everything, really.
Yeah.
And I guess that's why I'm grateful, you know, for someone who has such a platform and knows, like Megan must have known that she would be absolutely flambéed, you know, raked through the coals for doing that interview, but she still chose to do it.
Mm.
And I didn't see someone who was grandstanding to line her own pocket sort of be seen as a victim, but I saw her as someone who was actually saying, hey, I've been inside the belly of this beast, and it's not what and we know that it's not what they're saying, but to actually have someone who's been in and then come back out and going, hey, I can verify.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty rotten on the inside, though, guys.
Yeah.
and so I see that in New Zealand within our Crown agencies and Crown departments. And that's not to say that there aren't great people in there doing the best that they can.
Mm.
But again, it comes back to that idea of a system that's designed to produce specific results.
Yeah,
totally.
So you can have the most well-intentioned people and the results will still be the same.
Mm, 100%.
And the flow-on was other members of the royal family denying it entirely, which
is unsurprising and yet still equally frustrating at the same time.
So what do you have to say to that?
I guess this is not specific to that situation, but I think it's very human. It's very normal and it's very human. So just because they're the royal family doesn't mean that they aren't human. Mm. And so without going into too many details at this hour of the morning, in this particular context, I've had some stuff in my family around abuse and that I chose to give a voice to that. And when I did, there were people within my family who said, no, that's not happening. Mm. Because that's normal human behaviour. It's awful, but it's normal.
Mm.
Not surprising. And, you know, they're also, the Crown are now also being put in a position of having to legitimise their existence.
Mm,
totally, yeah.
Because this is throwing a spotlight on actually who are you, what are you doing, and why are we propping you up?
Mm.
And I'm guessing that feels a little bit uncomfortable for them.
Yeah,
yeah. Surely, yeah.
I can imagine, yeah. Thank you. Oh, sorry. I'll let you continue.
No, that's all good. It's I appreciate the space to have the corridor, to have the conversation, because I don't listen to any radio, but I'm guessing that, you know, this is not a conversation that many people are having around the dinner table or around the breakfast table. Or, Yeah, so just wanted to meet to you guys and to add to you for making space for the conversation.
Yes. Well, thank you for coming on to the show. We do love it when you have caught it all with us.
Definitely.
And, I mean, it, of course, as you say, it allows us to, you know, discuss topics that we otherwise would not or otherwise would feel a little baseless for us to discuss.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So we really value getting your input on these things because, you know, we can talk about it until the cows come home, but, you know, our perspective is never going to kind of have the same level of kind of depth and insight that yours does. So we really appreciate it.
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
See ya.
It's all